Hi guys, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge, and my name is Christy. So do you sometimes go shopping for clothes and then you see those incredible sizes that models wear? Today we have a video and it's called Why Women Clothing Sizes Don't Make Sense. So let's take a look at today's sentence. After that, men's suit sizes were based on the chest measurement and the rest was calculated accordingly, assuming that their bodies were in proportion. The demands for mass production of uniforms escalated and ready-made clothing became really popular. By the end of the 19th century, most people were wearing ready-made clothes. After that, men's suit sizes were based on the chest measurement and the rest was calculated accordingly, assuming that their bodies were in proportion. The demands for mass production of uniforms escalated and ready-made clothing became really popular. By the end of the 19th century, most people are wearing ready-made clothes. 那我们首先来看第一个字呢是 suit， suit 呢是一套衣服啊或者是西装的意思，它的 ui 这边是发 u 的音 suit。那女生呢在正式场合会穿的呢也可以说是 suit， 那这一种 dress code 呢这种服装叫做 business attire， 就是有点像是商业性质会穿的东西。那后面多加一个 e 呢它的发音就非常的不一样了，会变成 sweet。Sweet 是发长音 e 的音 ，sweet 指的是套房的意思。那有时候，比如说你在租宿舍啊，或者是你甚至你在看 Airbnb 的时候，他们都会注明哦，比如说这个是 sweet， 就是指说房间里面有厕所的房间。那现在如果要住 Airbnb 的话，就真的要小心了。前一阵子还有一个就是 discrimination， 也就是种族歧视的例子出现，所以大家要出国玩的话要特别注意。再我们要来看的是 based。Base 呢指的是有根基的或者是基于，那我们通常会用 based on something 这个片语 based on 就是说是根据某种东西的逻辑，像是我们可以说 This movie was based on a true story that happened in Orlando， 这部电影呢是根据一个在奥兰多所发生的真实事件所改编而成的。那它的名词原型呢则是 base 指的是基底的意思，那我们有时候还会看到 basement， 那就是说地下室，因为它有点像是房子就是底下的基底这种概念。再我们来看的是 measurement， measurement 呢则是测量的意思，它的 ea 这边是发微笑的嘴型 a me， 那 sure 这边有一个 z 的感觉 measure measure measurement 是测量。那我们可以说 the measurement of the model was incorrect and therefore the designer had to redesign the entire collection。这个模特儿身材的数据呢好像给的不正确，所以设计师呢只好重新设计整个 collection 这样子。那它的动词原型呢就是 measure， 是测量的意思。那我们可以说 he measured the size of the room in order to get new furniture， 他测量了房间的大小因为要买新的家具。再我们来看的是 proportion 呢指的是比率的意思，它的重音在 POR 的地方，前面的 PRO 呢是发短音 a proportion。 那我们可以说 if you think of it, only a small proportion of earth is land， 如果你仔细想想看你会发现其实地球上陆地的比率呢非常非常的少。那它扣掉 PRO 呢是 portion 指的是一部分。那我们可以说 always remember to save at least a portion of your salary each month， 每个月薪水进来呢一定呢要存一部分起来。最后我们要来看的是 demand 呢是请求或者是需求的意思，还可以当动词也可以当名词。当动词的话呢我们可以说 he demanded compensation from United Airlines， 他对联合航空呢提出赔偿的请求。那他的反义词呢则是 supply 的重音在 ply 的地方， su 呢是发短音 e 的音，则是供给的意思。那我们如果要讲比如说之前会学到的供需平衡，可能就是 supply meets demand， 这两个就是达到一致的那种感觉。Alright, so let's take a look at today's sentence one more time. After that, men's suit sizes were based on the chest measurement and the rest was calculated accordingly, assuming that their bodies were in proportion. The demands for mass production of uniforms escalated and ready-made clothing became really popular. By the end of 19th century, most people were wearing ready-made clothes.Alright, so that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. I don't know who's also going to Coldplay's concert today, but maybe I'll see you guys there, and I will challenge you guys tomorrow. Bye!